This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Printing of ballot papers for House of Representatives election completed. Ballot papers to be delivered to all districts within 10 days. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urges candidates to focus on policies rather than campaign spending during elections. Nepal taking on Scotland today in final group stage match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And US and Iran to hold second round of nuclear talks in Geneva. Now the news in detail. Printing of all ballot papers required for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March has been completed. Managing Director of Janak Education Material Center Limited, Yadunath Fogel, said the task was completed yesterday evening. He added that the ballot papers will be packaged and dispatched to the provinces starting today. Fogel said a total of 20.3 million ballot papers under the first past the post system were printed within 40 days. He said ballot papers will be delivered to all districts within the next 10 days. The center has also printed 1 million sample ballot papers, which have already been distributed by the Election Commission. Similarly, preparations are also underway to dispatch 20.83 million ballot papers under the proportional representation system. Ballot papers have already reached Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has urged candidates to focus on policies rather than campaign spending during elections. Speaking at an election-related program, the Acting Chief Election Commissioner warned that exceeding election expenditure limits could lead to cancellation of candidacy. The Election Commission recently released 63 points of do's and don'ts for election campaigns. Former Chief Election Commissioner Bhojraj Pokhrel highlighted the Commission's efforts to curb corruption through reforming election spending. Meanwhile, the number of candidates opening bank accounts for the upcoming House of Representatives election is increasing. The Election Commission has made it mandatory for all candidates to open accounts in banks and financial institutions to record all election-related financial transactions. So far, 671 candidates have submitted their bank account details to the Election Commission, according to Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai. Under election laws, political parties and candidates contesting the election schedule for the 5th of March must conduct all election spending through the banking system to ensure transparency. The Nepal Tourism Board and Wakayama Prefecture of Japan have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to promote sustainable tourism and strengthen tourism diplomacy between the two countries. The MOU was signed yesterday at the Nepal Tourism Board office in Kathmandu by Board CEO Deepak Rajjusi and Wakayama Governor Izumi Miyazaki. The agreement focuses on joint tourism promotion, exchange of knowledge and best practices, expert visits, and enhancing cooperation in communications and public relations, while promoting culturally respectful and sustainable tourism. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Anil Kumar Sinha welcomed the signing, noting that the collaboration, coinciding with the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations, will support sustainable and responsible tourism development. Similarly, Governor Miyazaki expressed his happiness over the collaboration agreement with Nepal. Nepal Rashtra Bank has taken action against three commercial banks for violating banking regulations. The banks NIC Asia Bank Limited, Global IME Bank Limited and Nepal Investment Mega Bank Limited were found to have breached directives under the Nepal Rashtra Bank Act and integrated banking guidelines. Former NIC Asia Bank Chairperson Tulsi Ram Agrawal and former CEO Roshan Kumar Neupane were fined 200,000 rupees each for failing to comply with central bank orders. Global IME Bank was cautioned for insufficient loan loss provisions and improper handling of loan restructuring, while Nepal Investment Megabank was warned for not securing loan documents, missing customer signatures and violating loan interest rules. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A high-stakes second round of nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran is a deal at the Omani embassy in Geneva. According to Al Jazeera, Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi will meet U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, with mediation by Oman's foreign minister Badr bin Hamad al-Busaidi. Leader Trump said he will be indirectly involved in the talks and expressed optimism that Iran is seeking a deal over its nuclear program. The Geneva meeting follows heightened tensions, including military threats over Iran's crackdown on protests and its disputed nuclear activities. The Iran's foreign ministry said on Monday that the U.S. stance on the nuclear issue appears to be moving towards a more realistic one. Iran stated that the talks will focus on its nuclear program and the potential easing of U.S.-imposed economic sanctions, while Washington has signaled interest in discussing other issues, including Iran's missile stockpile. Likewise, delegations from Russia and Ukraine are set to meet in Geneva for another round of peace talks aimed at ending Europe's biggest conflict since World War II. According to Al Jazeera, the two-day talks beginning Tuesday are expected to focus on territorial issues just days before the fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged both sides to reach a deal quickly. Trump said on Monday that the negotiations are big and warned Ukraine better come to the table fast. Russia is demanding that Ukraine cede the remaining 20% of the Donetsk region, a move Kyiv has formally rejected. The talks will be held behind closed doors following two earlier rounds in Abu Dhabi that did not produce a breakthrough. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the focus will include both territorial and other key issues, while Ukraine insists Russia is unwilling to compromise. Now, sports update. Nepal will look to end the ICC Men's T20 World Cup campaign on a positive note when they take on Scotland in the final group stage match today. The match will start at 7:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time in Mumbai. The Rhinos have already been eliminated from the Super 8 stage following three consecutive losses. Their exit was confirmed after a 9-wicket defeat to the West Indies, highlighting Nepal's struggle to defend modest totals. Nepal had started their campaigns strongly, narrowly losing to England by 4 wickets, but suffered a record 10-wicket defeat against Italy, which dented both confidence and net run rate. Nepal now hope to end the tournament with a strong performance against Scotland. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the weather in the rest of the country will remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Gundaki and Konarali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Printing of ballot papers for House of Representatives election completed. Ballot papers to be delivered to all districts within 10 days. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urged candidates to focus on policies rather than campaign spending during elections. Nepal taking on Scotland today in final group stage match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, and US and Iran to hold second round of nuclear talks in Geneva. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.